بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم صلاة وسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله، we thank Almighty Allah who has made it possible for us to observe that Maghrib in congregation. May Allah accept our prayers. Inshallah ta'ala, we shall continue with our study in this book titled Aqidat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Khalid bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. For those who have been following, we are going to start today from chapter 6, al-Bab al-Thani, chapter 6 of the book, which is the last chapter of this book. It was like yesterday when we started reading this book, and today, alhamdulillah, we are going into the last chapter of the book. And the chapter is going to talk about al-bid'ah, innovation in the religion. That wa yatadammanu al-fusul al-taliya. This chapter comprises the following sections. Al-fusul al-awwal, section 1, ta'rif al-bid'ah, definition of innovation in the religion. Anwa'uha, its types, ahkamuha, and their ruling. الفصل الثاني ظهور البدع في حياة المسلمين the emergence of innovation in the life of the Muslim والأسباب التي أدت إليها and the causes that led to that. الفصل الثالث section 3 موقف الأمة الإسلامية من المبتدعة the position of the Islamic Ummah concerning the people of بدع ومنهج أهل السنة والجماعة في الرد عليهم and the approach of أهل السنة والجماعة in refuting them. الفصل الرابع section 4 في الكلام على نماذج من البدع المعاصرة. This is going to discuss some forms of modern innovation in the religion. وهي and these are الاحتفال بالمولد النبوي. Celebration of the birthday of the prophet. What is really concerning this? التبرك بالأماكن. Seeking blessings from various places. والآثار and ancient monuments. والأموات and dead people. And similar things like that. What is the ruling concerning seeking blessings from all these things? Al-bid'ah fi majal al-ibadat wa taqarrub ila Allah. Innovation in the aspect of acts of worship and seeking closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the sections under this chapter. Al-fasl al-awwal, section 1. Ta'rif al-bid'ah, definition of innovation in the religion. Anwa'uha, the types. وأحكامها and the ruling concerning them. Number one is a ta'rif or definition. البدعه في اللغة. The word bid'ah in Arabic language, what does it mean? It is مأخوذة من البدعه من البدع. It is derived from the word البدع. What is البدع? It is وهو اختراع. الاختراع على غير مثال ثابت. It is to invent, to originate something without any previous example. When you bring something into existence that nobody has ever done before, we say you have innovated that thing. He said, وَمِنْهُ قَوْدُهُ تَعَالَى. Example of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says he is the originator, he is the inventor of the heavens and the earth. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, no other God created the heavens and the earth. Allah did not copy this creation from somewhere else. So he is the inventor, he originated it. فَأَيْ مُخْتَرِعُهَا meaning he is one who invented it عَلَى غَيْرِ مِثَالِ صَبِهِ without any previous example. Another example from the Quran is قَالُهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. And that's to the prophet. Say to them, مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا. I am not a new thing, I'm not an innovation مِنَ الرُّسُلِ among the messengers. Meaning, I am not the first messenger. Before me, there were messengers. So Allah used the word bid'ah to describe the prophet. Meaning, you are not a bid'ah as far as messengership is concerned. So you are not new. Alright? He said, I ma kunta awwal man ja'a bi risala. Meaning, you are not the first that came with message. Min Allah from Allah ila al-ibad to his servant. Bal taqaddamani kathirun min al-rusul. He said, rather, there were many messengers before me that preceded me. He said, wa yuqadu. In Arabic language, you can also say ibtada'a fulanu bid'atan. So, so person has invented an innovation. Yani ibtada'a kharibatan. Meaning he has started a new path. لم يسبق إليها which he has not been preceded to read. So this is what bid'a is literally in Arabic language. إذا والابتداء الاسمين. Innovation can be categorized into two. That ابتداء في العادات. To innovate something in customs and traditions or way of life of people. The kabtida'i al-muqtara'at al-haditha, like innovating modern inventions. Around all these modern inventions we see around us, cars, aeroplanes, mobile phones, whatever, okay, satellites and all that. All these are modern inventions. So inventing it is also an innovation. The wahaza mubah, this is permissible. Alright, it's permissible to invent anything that will ease the way of life of people. Then the annal asla fil adat al ibah. Because ordinarily, all customs and traditions are permissible in the Sharia. That's the fundamental principle. Except when they clearly contradict the Sharia. Otherwise, all customs are permissible in the Sharia. So that's the first category of bid'ah. The second category is what bid'ah fi din. That is innovation in the religion. This is one that concerns us in this discussion now. The wahaza muharram. This is prohibited in the Sharia. It's haram. It is haram to innovate something new in the religion of Islam. Why? Because ordinarily in Islam, you don't do anything without an evidence. That's you know, at-tawqih. You don't act unless you have an evidence to act. The Prophet said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رجل. Verse that whoever innovates in this matter of ours, anything that's not part of it, then it is rejected. وفي رواية, in other narrations, he said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رجل. Whoever does any act, any deed that is not in this our matter, then it is rejected. So anything new, that's new to Islam, as far as the religion is concerned, then it is rejected. Number two, it says anwa'ul bid'ah, types of innovation in the religion now. So al bid'ah fi din naw'an. Innovation in the religion is of two types. An-naw'ul awwal, the first type, bid'atun qawliya 'i'tiqadiyya. An innovation that has to do with a person's view or opinion. Itikadiyya is due on matters of creed. Okay? Bid'ah is not just about an act of worship. It can also be in the creed. Your understanding of some matters of creed in the religion can be an innovation. That comes ma'ala to Jahmiyyah. Like the views of the Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah, for those who are included from the beginning, at the beginning we discussed in detail who the Jahmiyyah are. There are people who are following somebody called Al-Jahmul Safwan. And they have so many creeds, so many understandings that are contrary to the teachings of the Prophet. Among them is that what they negate the name and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as they are concerned, if we affirm names and attributes of Allah, it will necessitate that we are comparing Allah to his creature. If you say Allah is as-sami, is all-hearing, the meaning of that is that you are like saying Allah hears the way human beings hear. If you say Allah is al-basir, Allah sees, the meaning of that, according to their own understanding, is like you are saying that Allah sees the way human beings see. So in order to escape this kind of thing, it's better we negate the name of Allah and his attributes. Now, this kind of understanding is an innovation in religion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed that he has name and attributes. Allah said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. And Allah says that there is nothing comparable to him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ Al-Basir. Allah said there is nothing comparable to him. Yet he said he is as-Sami', the all-hearing, Al-Basir, the all-seeing. So the correct view is that what? Allah has these names and attributes in a manner that befits his majesty. Alright? They do not resemble the qualities of his creature. So their understanding is an innovation in the religion. There was Mu'tazila. Likewise, the Mu'tazila. These people also have so many creeds that contradict the teaching of Islam. Part of their creed is that they don't believe in destiny. They don't believe that Allah has destined everything that will happen from the beginning of creation to the end of creation. To them, Allah doesn't know what will happen until it happens. Now, this negates the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says he is an alim, the all knowing. He cannot be an alim, then you say he doesn't know something until it happens. Okay, so this kind of understanding also contradicts the teaching of Islam. So this is an innovation in creed. So what Rafida, Mishia'i, these people also have so many creeds that contradict the mainstream Islam. Like what? Like believing that Ali ibn Abi Talib is supposed to be the caliph after the Prophet. All right? This is an innovation, because throughout the Prophet's lifetime, he never said to the companions, if I die, Ali should make the caliph. He didn't say so. All right? And even when Abu Bakr was made the caliph, Ali was alive. He didn't come and say, I'm supposed to be the caliph, not you. And something like that. Likewise, when he was handed over to Umar, and when he was handed over to Uthman, he came to the throne of Ali. Ali himself never claimed that. So for him to come later and say, no, you are the one that's supposed to be, that's the problem. This is an innovation in the religion. Now, what part of their creed, they believe that the Quran has been changed. They believe the companions have changed so many things in the Quran. When Allah says in the Quran, inna nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah says, we reveal the remainder of the Quran and we shall preserve it. Allah says, he will preserve it to a claim that it has been changed. So, this kind of creed contradicts the teaching of Islam, and so they are innovation in aspect of creed. He said, وَصَائِرُ الْفِرَةِ الضَّالَةِ. And likewise, other misguided sects. They all have creeds that contradict the Sharia. So these understandings are innovation in the religion. So what they call that means, and their various creeds that they have. So this is bid'ah in creed, all right, in faith. Then another understanding, the second type of bid'ah in the religion is bid'ah fil ibadah. Innovation in acts of worship now. كَتَعَبُّدْ لِلَّهِ بِعِبَادَةٍ لَمْ يَشْرَعَهَا. Like worshipping Allah with an act of worship that has not been legislated in the Sharia. So we hear Aqsam. This type now is also divided into several categories. Al-Qismul Awwal, number one. مَا يَكُونُ فِي أَصْلِ الْعِبَادَةِ. There is a bidah that has to do with the origin of the act itself. Some bidah are completely new. Alright, they have no origin in the Sharia. بأن يحدث عبادة ليس لها أصل في الشريعة. By inventing an ibadah that has no basis, it has no origin in the Sharia. Example, it's like أن يحدث صلاة غير مشروعة. Like to innovate a prayer that is not legislated. You come with another type of prayer other than the خمس صلوات that we are doing now. This will be an innovation. It's أو صيام غير مشروع أصلا. Or to invent a fasting that is not legislated. Has no basis at all. How ayadan ghayra mashru'a, also invent festivals that have no basis, that have not been legislated. Like ayad al mawali, like the festival of Maulid that people celebrate, Wagiriha and others. These are all innovations in the religion. So this fact has to do with something that has been originated completely. It has no basis at all. Al Qismu Thani, number two. ما يكون من الزيادة في العبادة المشروعة. The zyada that has to do with addition to an act of worship that is legislated. The act of worship has a basis in the Sharia. It is there. But you are now adding something to it. That addition is the innovation now. That command of زاد ركعة خامسة في الظهر أو العصر مثلا. Like if somebody is to say, I have strength. Alright? I will add a sixth raka. So Salat Zuhr or Asr. So every day, if I want to pray Zuhr, I'll pray 5 rakah. Or if I want to pray Asr, I'll pray 5 rakah. You see, Salat Zuhr has a basis in the Sharia. It's there. But the way it's done now, you have added another rakah to it. So that addition is an innovation. Number 3, Al-Qismu Salim. مَا يَكُونُ فِي صِفَةِ فِي صِفَةِ عَدَى الْعِبَادَ الْمَجْفُوَى. There is the type that has to do with sifa, the manner. The manner in which a person carries out an act of worship that is legislated. The worship itself is there in the Sharia, and the Sharia has prescribed a way of doing it. Now you all decided to do it in another way, contrary to the way the Sharia prescribes it. That is the innovation now. The innovation is in the manner you are doing it. By carrying it out in a manner that is not legislated. Example, وذلك كأداء الأذكار المشروعة بأصوات جماعية مضطربة. This one is very common. It says like what? Like carrying out أذكار, ذكري, المشروعة. The ذكري is legislated, is there in the Sharia. Like saying لا إله إلا الله. That's Allah in the Sharia. That's Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, that's Allah Akbar. Alright, all these askar are there. But in the manner is being done now, that's where the problem is. Say the aswatin jama'iyya in group voice, muqtariba, and they are doing it, they are singing it. You see people doing it every day here. People can gather and be shouting and be beating their chest. Have you seen something like that before? Is there? Alright, they can be jumping. Some will even be doing some acrobatic display. They'll be tumbling. Right? And they are jumping, they are beating their chest, and they are shouting, La ilaha illallah. If you say, if you tell them this is wrong, they say, is La ilaha illallah wrong? Alright, La ilaha illallah is in the religion. But was this how the Prophet did his own La ilaha illallah? Can anybody show us anywhere in all the ahadith, in all the history of the Prophet, where the Prophet gathered the companions and they were jumping, and they were hitting their chest, jumping? There's something like that. In fact, Allah clearly told us in the Quran. He said, what is it in the Quran? وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْعَصَالِ. That's what the Quran says, that's what Arab. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ. Allah says, remember your Lord, do zikri, mention your Lord. تَضَرُّعًا with humility. A person doing it is not supposed to be jumping like a mad person. He's supposed to do it with humility. Tawadhu'an. Alright? It's a wahini person and fear. Know that you are calling on God, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it with fear. Wadun al-jahar. Not in loudness, in words. Not to be shouting. Alright? Then put in one aside. In the morning and evening, remember your Lord. In fact, in other hadith, a very authentic hadith in Sayyid Buhari Muslim, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari narrated, he said, we travel with the Prophet. As we were traveling, anytime we come by a hill, a hilly area, if we are climbing a hill, we will be shouting, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet came and said, Ayyubadna, irba'u ala anfusakum, ala anfusakum. The old people, take it easy upon yourself. Innakum la tad'una asamman wa la za'ifan. You are not calling on somebody who is there. I'm not supposed that you are calling. He's not there. You don't have to be shouting. And he's not upset. Say, innahu qareeb. Alright, innahu sami'un kareem. Allah Ta'ala is all hearing and he is near. So the Prophet commanded them not to shout. So you can imagine, for someone now to say that you want to disagree, you have to start shouting. You have to start beating your chest. You have to start jumping, doing acrobatic displays. Some will be rolling on the ground. All in the name of zikr. We say this is an innovation in the religion. Alright, this is an innovation in the religion. It's a wakatashdeed ala nafs bil ibadat. Likewise, being too severe on yourself, still ibadah, in act of worship, ila haddin to the extent that yakhruj an sunnat rasul, that will take it out of the sunnah of the Prophet. Doing an act of worship in a severe manner, like what? Like what happened to the Prophet? When one day he came to the mosque, he saw rope, he saw two ropes tied to the pillar in the mosque, and he asked the people, this rope, what is this one for? He said this rope belongs to Zainab, one of his wives. She used to come to the mosque to pray Qiyamul Layl. And when she said, instead of her to rest, she will not rest. She would hold on to those two ropes. Alright, so that she can still remain standing. I think she's been severe on herself. The Prophet told the command, go and remove those ropes. Then pray, so long as you have the strength to pray. When you are tired, sleep. It's not by force, you don't have to kill yourself. Once our companion comes to the Prophet, house and asked, how does the Prophet worship? And they told the Prophet, they told them how he used to do his worship. They underrated the Prophet worship. One of them said, me, I will continue to fast the whole year. Another one said, me, I will continue to do Qiyamul Layl the whole night. From after he shared the Sufi, I will not sleep, I will be doing Qiyamul Layl. One said, I will not even marry totally. The Prophet came up and said, inni akhshakum minallah. I fear Allah more than you. Wa askakum Allah, and I have faith more than you. Say, but me, I fast from this, and I break the fast from other days. I pray some part of the night, and I sleep some other part of the night, and I also marry women. Alright, so you cannot know this Islam better than me. Is that not true? That's it. So, you don't have to be severe upon yourself. If whoever wants to be severe upon himself, then he is innovating something into the religion. Alright, that's what the point of saying, Ad-Din Yusuf. The religion is sinful. Alright, religion is sinful. So that's it. So doing this is also an act of bidya. Al-Qismu Rabi, number 4. ما يكون بالتخصيص وقت للعبادة المشروعة. is a prayer that has to do with specifying a particular time for an act of worship that is legislated. Here, you are giving it a time that the Sharia has not given. That's what makes it bid'ah. He said, لَمْ يُخَصِّصُهُ الشَّرْءُ كَتَخْصِيصِ يَوْمِ النِّصْفِ مِنَ الشَّعْبَانِ. The a time that the Sharia has not specified. Like what? Like specifying the day of Nisfu Shaban. Alright, that's the 15th of the month of Shaban. It was the day and the night of that particular day. This Yamin, by fasting on that day, walking Yamin and doing Yamin late. There are people who believe that the 15th day of Shaban is a special day in Sharia. According to their understanding, they believe that was the day before it went on Isra wal Miraj. Right, and so they fast on that day and they do Qiyam al-Layl throughout that day. They supplicate, they do also to see. And when you tell them, it's what I put on, it's fasting haram in the Sharia, or you're doing Qiyam al-Layl haram in the Sharia. You say no. The problem here is you have specified a special time for this, which the Sharia has not specified. Alright? First of all, Isra wal Miraj did not take place on the 15th of Shaban in the first place. Alright? Check all books of history, all books of Sirah. They will tell you, in fact, number one, call that historians differ on the time Isra wal Miraj took place. Alright? The popular opinions are that it took place, there is an opinion that says it took place in the month of Shawwal. There is another opinion that says it took place in the month of Dhul-Qa'dah. Then the last opinion says it took place in the month of Muharram. There is no even opinion that says it's Shaban in the first place. So, these people are now saying it is on the 15th. They are not even saying it, but they even know the day. They say it's on the 15th of Shaban. Where did they get this from? Alright? Then they now specify that day with a special act of worship. So this is the innovation by creating a special day or a special time without evidence. That's where the innovation is. Okay? So that's what he said, for inna asma siyam wal qiyam shuru. Ordinarily, fasting and doing night prayer is like in the Sharia. Walakin taqsisu will be working in al-awqat yahtaj ila dalil. For specifying for a particular time, this one requires evidence in the Sharia. So all these are the various types of bid'ah in the Sharia. Number three, he said, "Hukm al-bid'ah fi din bi jami' anwa'iha." What is the ruling concerning bid'ah in the religion, with all the types that was mentioned? The kullu bid'atin fi din wa hiya muharrama wa dalala. Every innovation in the religion, it is haram and it is an act of misguidance. Because of the saying of the Prophet, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُورِ. The Prophet said, I warn you concerning newly invented matters. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Because every newly invented matter is an innovation. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every innovation is misguidance. وَقَوْلُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ and the saying of the Prophet, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. Whoever innovates. Whoever innovates in this matter of ours, what is not part of it, it is rejected. Of whoever does any act which is not part of our matter, it is rejected. The Padanna al Hadithan ala anna kulla muhdathin fi din fa huwa bid'ah. Is that these two hadith indicate that every innovation in the religion is an every invention in the religion is an innovation. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٌ مَرْدُودَةٌ. And every innovation is misguided and it is rejected. وَمَعْنَى ذَلِكَ. The meaning of that is this. أَنَّ الْبِدْعَةَ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ وَالْإِعْتِقَادَاتِ مُحَرَّمَةٌ. It means that innovation in acts of worship and in matters of creed is haram. ولكن, however, التحريم يتفاوت بحسب نوعية البدعة. But this prohibition differs. It differs according to the type of the bid'ah. Meaning the ruling differs according to the type of the bid'ah that has been carried out. For minha, among this bid'ah, ma huwa kufrun sarah. There are some acts of bid'ah that are clear disbelief. Whoever does this is an innovation and it will take that person out of the religion. Example, he takes the tawaf bin qubur. The tawaf ila ashabi. Like going to do tawaf. Round grave. Seeking closeness to the people in the grave. Alright? Was taqdeemu dhabaih and presenting sacrifices to the people in the grave. Wa nuzulaha and taking vows at the grave. ودعاء أصحابها and supplicating directly to the people in the grave والاستجابة بهم and you know seeking help from them. Okay, this kind of acts are simple. They are clear of disbelief. It takes you out of religion completely. You go to a grave or somebody say this person is in wali. You are calling on that person directly. Oh, so so person help me. Oh, so so person grant me wealth. Oh, so so person grant me children. Alright, you are supplicating directly to the person in the grave. Then you have committed kufu. You have committed an act of disbelief. It's an innovation that takes you out of the religion. He said, "Waka afwalu gulat jahmiya." Likewise, the views of the extreme jahmiya, those who negate totally the name of Allah and His name and attributes, they are out of Islam. Well, Mu'tazila, likewise the Mu'tazilites, all these people, the extreme ones among them are out of Islam. Wa minha, also part of video now, ma huwa fiskun i'tiqadi. There are those that will lead you astray in your creed. The bid'ah is khawarij, like the bid'ah of the khawarij. Alright, the khawarij are those who went out against Ali. And there are those who have extreme views. They believe whether commit any major sin will abide in hereafter forever. He will not be out of hereafter. I, the son of Jama, believe that whether dies committing a major sin is under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wish, Allah can forgive that person. If Allah wish, He can put that person into hellfire, but later He will still bring that person out because of his iman. But the Khawarij believe that whether does any major sin will abide in hereafter forever. This kind of belief does not take you out of Islam completely, but it leads you astray. That's why I said, peaceful atheism. Alright, wal qadariya. Likewise, the qadariya, those who negate destiny totally. These ones are out of the reform of Islam. Wal murjiya. The murjiyas are those who believe that iman does not increase, it does not reduce. Okay? So long as you already believe, so then the iman of somebody who takes alcohol, who commits fornication, who kills people, his iman is the same as the iman of Abu Bakr, for example. Alright? As far as they are, but like iman does not increase, does not reduce. It's just one thing. What is it in your heart? That's why it's already there. This is also a wrong understanding. It leads you astray. Okay? He now said, fi aqwalihim, in their views, wa taqaratihim al-mukhalifa lil-ajilla al-sharia, and their creed that contradicts the sharia evidences. Wa minha ma huwa ma'siya. Among this video, there are those that are just sin. They are equivalent to major sin. Okay? That's a bid'ah to tabattul. Like the innovation of a tabattul. What is tabattul? Tabattul is celibacy. Alright, once somebody comes up and says because of iman, he is going to practice celibacy, he will never marry again. Alright? This is not encouraged in the sharia. What siya muqa'iman fi sham. Or for someone to say, I will fast standing inside the sun. I'm going to fast, and throughout the day, I will remain standing inside the sun. He said, I'm doing this because I want to worship Allah. This is an innovation. During some of the prophet, I was entire prophet was fasting. He saw somebody standing in the sun. He asked the companion, who is this person? They say, he is so person. He said that he's going to fast, and he's going to remain standing in the sun. He will not take shade, and he will not talk to anybody. He just remain silent inside the sun. The boy said, what about it? Tell him to go and sit down under the shade and tell him to talk to people and that he should complete the fast. You see, the Prophet guided him to what Allah needs and what Allah does not need. The Prophet said, for the fasting, he should complete the fast. That one is good. But to say you will not talk, stop. Nobody wants you to remain silent. To say you will remain standing, you will go and sit down under the shade. Alright? Allah is not in need of all that. You get it? So, these kind of things are innovations in the religion. Okay? Say, wal khafa. Al-Khasa is castration. Alright, so somebody to cut off his private part, that's castration. They cut his shower to Jima with the intention of stopping that sexual desire. Say, I don't even want to feel any sexual desire again, so let me go and castrate myself. Islam does not send you to go and do that. Okay, this is an innovation in the religion. But this kind of innovation are mild innovations. They don't take you out of the religion. Tanbih. So if you take notes. Man qassama al-bid'ah إلى بدعة حسنة وبدعة سيئة فهو مخطئ. Whoever categorize or divide video into video to happen, good video, or video to say and bad video, the digital person from one more say this person is making an error. ومخالف لقول صلى الله عليه وسلم. This person is contradicting the statement of the Prophet when he said, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. The Prophet said, all video, all acts of innovations are misguided. Why did not differentiate? لأن الرسول حكم على البدع كلها على البدع على البدع كلها. The Prophet judged all forms of bid'ah. لأنها ضلالة. He said they are all misguided. وهذا يقول ليس كل بدعة ضلالة. And this kind of thing he said that not all bid'ah is misguided. بل هناك بدعة حسنة. But he said that there is a good bid'ah. So this kind of thing is contradicting the statement of the Prophet. They call الحافظ ابن رجب في شرح الأربعين. الحافظ ابن رجب in his book شرح الأربعين. The name of his book is جامع العلوم والحكم. In that book he said, وقول صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بدعة ضلالة. The statement of the Prophet that every innovation is misguided, they have min jawami al-kalim. This kind of statement is among the comprehensive statements of the Prophet. لا يخرج عنه شيء. Nothing is out of it. وهو أصل عظيم من أصول الدين. It is a great principle among the principles of Islam. وهو شبيه بقول صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحدث في أمرنا ما ليس منه فهو رجل. So this kind of statement is similar to the things of the Prophet. Whoever innovates a matter in this a new matter of ours, then it is rejected. The فكل من أحدث شيئا ونسبه إلى الدين. So whoever invents anything and applies it to the religion, ولم يكن له أصل من الدين, and that thing has no origin, it has no basis, يرجع إليه, which it can be traced to, فهو ضلالة, and that thing is misguided. والدين بريء منه, and the religion is free from that thing. وسواء في ذلك مسائل اعتقادات. So it is the same thing whether it is in matters of creed أو الأعمال or matters of deed أو الأقوال or matters of statement of ظاهرة والباطنة whether openly or hiddenly. In fact, that's the end of the statement of Ibn Rajab. Now he said, وليس لهؤلاء. So this kind of people that are saying that bid'ah can be categorized into good or bad. So these people have no any hujjah. وليس لهؤلاء hujjah. They have no any evidence. على أن هناك بدعة حسنة. They have no evidence that there is a good bidah except what? إلا قول عمر. Except the statement of عمر رضي الله عنه. في صلاة التراويح. Concerning صلاة التراويح. نعمة البدعة هذه. عمر once said, this is an excellent bidah. What happened? What did عمر made this statement? As we all know, during that of the Prophet, they used to observe صلاة التراويح. The Prophet observed Salat al-Tarawih in congregation with the companions for 3 or 4 days. Then the next day, people gathered for Salat al-Tarawih, the Prophet did not come out. They gathered there, they were waiting for him to come out. Till the following morning, the Prophet said that, I refuse to come out because I don't want it to be made obligatory for you. Okay? So since then, the companions used to come to the Prophet mosque, they will not be praying individually. Okay? They pray scattered in the mosque. And that was how they continued till the Prophet died. Till Abu Bakr came and ended his own time. Till the time of Umar. When Umar came one day, he came to the mosque during Ramadan, he was praying separately. He said, I think I should gather them under one imam. Let them pray in congregation again. So he gathered them. He spent like behind Ubay ibn Ka'b and they prayed. The following day, Umar himself didn't join them in the prayer. The following day, he came around the mosque and he saw them praying like that. In congregation under one imam. He now said, this is better, isn't it? He now said, ni'matul bid'ah hadhi. This is an excellent innovation. He then asked, innovated something in Israel that is an excellent. But then, if we look at it, is this an innovation? It's not an innovation because it has a basis. The Prophet did it. Alright? The Prophet did it before he fought. So Umar did not innovate something new into religion. Do you understand? He only made that statement just like that. But it is what he did, if we look at it critically, it's not an innovation because it has a basis in religion. Do you understand? So what if we just look at the statement alone and they say this statement is an evidence that there can be good bid'ah. وقالوا أيضا, they also say, أنها أحدثت أشياء لم يستنكرها السلف. They also claim that there are so many things that were invented into the religion that the first predecessors did not reject. Middle example, they say jam al Quran, fi kitab wahid, like the compilation of the Quran in one book. This is how the Prophet, the Quran was not compiled in one book. So they say this is also a bid'ah. Alright? Wa kitabat al hadith wa tadwini, and so the writing of hadith of the Prophet and the recording of it in one in book form. All these they say these are all bid'ah. So they are examples of good bid'ah. Wal jawab, the scholar says, how do we respond to this kind of statement? So, wal jawab an zalika, the response to that is this.
أن هذه الأمور لها أصل في الشرع. All these matters they have a basis in the religion, in the Sharia. فليست مفتدة. So they are not invented. وقول عمر and the servant of عمر نعمة البدع. Excellent بدع. They يريد البدع اللغوية لا الشرعية. عمر intended by that literal بدع, not بدع in the Sharia. فما كان له أصل في الشرع يرجع إليه يرجع إليه. So anything that has a basis in the Sharia that it can be traced to. إذا قيل إنه بدع, if it is said that that is an innovation, فهو بدع لغة. The person is just saying that literally, just by statement, لا شرعا, but not in the Sharia. لأن البدع شرعا, because بدع in the Sharia, ما ليس له أصل في الشرع. It's something that has no basis in the Sharia. What would say something is a بدع in the Sharia, and then it has no basis in the Sharia. So what جمع القرآن, as for the compilation of the Quran, في كتاب واحد, in one book, له أصل في الشرع. This one also has a basis in the Sharia. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يأمر في كتابة القرآن. But the Quran used to command the companions to write the Quran. لكن كان مكتوبا متفرقا. But it was written separately, in separate parts. Some wrote it on the skin of animals. Some wrote it on stones. Some wrote it on different things like that. Some wrote it on bone. Alright? Say for جماعه أصحاب رضي الله عنه في مصحف واحد. Then after the Prophet, the companions gathered it in one mushaf. حفظ الله ليس حفظ الله in order to preserve the Quran. So what they did is not new, because we don't know it was written, right? The Quran was originally written during the time of the Prophet. So what Tarawih, and for the Tarawih prayer, which is the explanation I just gave, they call it from Allah and Nabi Muhammad al-Hadi ilayali. The Prophet prayed it with his companions for some night. وَتَخَلَّفَ عَنْهُمْ فِي الْآخِرِ خَشْيَةً أَنْ تُفْرَضَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then in the last day that they came, he stayed behind. Why? He said he feared that it will be made obligatory upon them. وَالْتَمَرَ الصَّحَابَةُ رَجَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ يُصَلُّونَ. And the companions continue praying it أَوْضَاعًا in groups متفرقين, separately, separate groups. في حيات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, during the last time of the Prophet, وَفَاتِهِ, and even after the death of the Prophet. إِلَىٰ أَنْ جَمَعَهُمْ عُمَرْ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ. Till عُمَرْ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ gathered them, رضي الله عنهم, على إمام واحد, under one imam. كما كانوا صلى الله عليه وسلم, just the way they were behind the Prophet. وليس هذا بدعة في الدين. And so this is not an innovation in the religion, because it has a basis. So وكتابة الحديث, as for the writing of the hadith of the Prophet either, لها أصل في الشرع. This one also has a basis in the Sharia. فقد أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بكتابة بعض الأحاديث. Because the Prophet commanded the companions to write some of his ahadith لبعض أصحابه, for some of his companions. لما طلب منه ذلك, when some of the companions requested that. There are times when the Prophet will send some companions to other towns to teach people. They will send a message to the Prophet that he should write some ruling in Sharia. And the companion and the Prophet will command his companions to write some of his ahadith and send to those companions. So you can see the Prophet commanded the companions to write some of the hadith. So وَكَانَ الْمَحْذُورُ مِنْ كِتَابَتِهِ بِصِفَةٍ عَامَّةٍ فِي أَهْلِهِ. What the Prophet prohibited during his time is writing it generally during his time. Why? خَشْيَةً أَنْ يَخْتَلِفَ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ. Because the Prophet feared that they should mix anything with the Quran that is not part of it. That was why he prohibited them generally. Alright, but in some instances he allowed them to write it. But he was afraid if they would be writing the Quran and writing hadith like that, they may confuse some Quran with hadith and they will write them together. So he wanted to preserve the Quran alone. And that's why he said they should not gather all their hadith together during his time. Do we understand? Now, he said, فَلَمَّا تُوفِيَ. But after the Prophet died, in تَفَى هَذَا الْمَحْزُورِ. What the Prophet is afraid of is no longer there. It is not, because the Quran is now complete. No new revelation again. Then the Anna Quran called it تَقَامَلَ. Because the Quran is now complete. وَضُوِتَ قَبْلَ وَفَاتِهِ. And it was preserved before the Prophet said. فَدَوَّنَ مُسْلِمُونَ الْحَدِيثِ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ حِفْظًا لَهُ مِنَ الْضِيَاءِ. So after that, the Muslims began to record the hadith in order to preserve it from loss. فَجَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Rather than condemning the companions, we are supposed to even pray for them. Because they are the ones who preserve the hadith and the Quran for us. So may Allah reward them for their effort for Islam and the Muslimin khairan with good reward. حَيْثُ حَفَظُوا كِتَابَ رَبِّهِمْ. Because they preserve the book of their Lord. وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّهِمْ. And the sunnah of their prophet, مِنَ الْضِيَا. From love. وَعَبَثُ الْعَبِثِينَ. And from people being playing around with it. So the companions actually did a great service Islam by recording the hadith of the Prophet and the Sunnah and the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they give in essence is not an innovation because it has a basis in the religion. So generally any innovation in the religion is haram and one should try as much as possible to stay away from it. Inshallah, we'll stop here. In our next class, we'll go to Al-Fasl al-Thani, section 2 of this chapter, which has to do with what? That's Zuhur al-Bid'ah fi Hayat al-Muslimin. The emergence of bid'ah in the life of the Muslim, wal asbab allati addat ilayha, and the cause, what caused bid'ah to emerge among the life of the Muslims. Inshallah, next week we will discuss that. Whatever was said, that may Allah reward us, and whatever was heard, may Allah forgive us. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إذا there are questions, I will attend to three questions before the other, إن شاء الله. Asking Allah or asking somebody. Generally, scholars say that when you ask Allah, alright, you can ask Allah by His beautiful name and attribute. Alright? Say, oh Allah, because you are the Almighty, please grant this to me. Oh Allah, you are the provider, you are Al-Razzaq, Ruzuqni, provide for me. Alright? Oh Allah, you are Al-Hayyu Al-Qayyum, do this for me. This is allowed. But to say, oh Allah, because of the Prophet, do this for me, call us prohibiting. Alright? Rather, you should say, oh Allah, because of my love for the Prophet, do this for me. This is allowed. Because loving the Prophet is an act of worship. Alright? And you can supplicate to Allah using your act of worship. Okay, so you can say, oh Allah, because of my love for the Prophet, do this for me. This is allowed in this area. Alright? But to say because of the Prophet directly, that is prohibited by many people.
I don't like calling it a problem.
earlier this year, they are born in our ancestors. What of those who lived before the people were born? What will be their case in the presence of Allah? Do you understand? Because these people believe that only those who are following the people will be able to go to paradise. Okay, those who lived before the people were born, so what happened to them? Yeah, so they have no hope on the other side. Because you know, there is need for us to use our senses. Right, so this is very clear. Just need to reason. Alright, just reason. You know, Allah, just reason. You are just by mere reasoning, use your brain. It's clear. You know, in my session yesterday, I was giving people examples. I said, in the Quran, we are reading Surah Al-Saba. Alright, where Allah is saying that how the Ladina Sulay. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ Unless on top of judgment, the follower, the weak one, will be saying to their leader, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ If not for you people who misled us, who will not be believers. On that day, the leader comes, they will deny their followers. وَقَالَ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا أَنَحْنُ صَدَرُ نَعْفُ Are we the one that stopped you from going to Prophet? But answer to the people, no, you people are original sinners. We have no business with you. They will be denying each other. Alright? And I was telling you that I said, why? And also one of the Arabs said that all of them, so we're asked around the Damata, Lamara Ul Azam, all of them, both the followers and the leaders, all of them will regret when they see the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not give the followers any excuse. That's why Father, they are just followers. Why? Because of this, they just need to use their friends. Just use your sense. I said, I gave you that example. I have a clip. It's in my computer. I didn't make it in my phone. I'll show you. You see somebody saying that we that are following, think about what I mentioned now. The we that were following them, how can angels come and be asking us more of Buka in our dream? So we are beyond that. He said, if an angel should ask me that, I will slap that angel. People are laughing. When he's saying that, people are saying, Allah, what's up? They are followers of saying, Allah, what's up? Can't you use your brain? Haven't you read the description of an angel? You know what an angel looks like? Before I said, I saw angel Jibril. He said, when he appeared to me in his angelic form, he blocked the entire horizon. I couldn't see anything again. He said, if he spread his wings, he said, on one wing, he has 600, he said, on one hand, he has 600 wings. That's the degree. If he spread the entire wing, it will cover the entire wall. Yep. One boy, one man there, he's able to slap that one. Does it make sense? Does it make sense to you? For people who say, Allah, what's what? How do you understand that? These are people who tell you that for the sake of judgment, if their master will come, he will come with a very big cloak and kimber, with a very big pocket. He'll be packing them inside, he'll take them to Quran. And I said to one of them, do you know the Prophet said on the day of judgment, everybody will wake up naked. Nobody will have shoes, nobody will have clothes, nobody ever will wake up without circumcision. Quran, Shofatan, Burda. In that hadith, he said the first person that we didn't have clothes to wear is Prophet Ibrahim. I said, where will sit your master just and give Baladin? It's everybody beneath the daddy, where will he come? Where will he get to come and give Baladin? These are things that just use your brain, just common sense, just common sense. But you know, guide us belong to Allah. And that guide whoever he wishes. So we pray Allah will continue to guide us. And I will pray Allah will guide them to get it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك